I will read you some words of Buddha to help you remember what you are doing. All the words of the Buddhas is just a remembrance of what is important. He says, for if in your renunciation you are reckless and break your word, if your purpose wavers, you will not find the light. Do what you have to do, resolutely, with all your heart. The traveler who hesitates only raises dust on the road. It is better to do nothing than to do what is wrong. For whatever you do it to yourself. Like a border town, well guarded, guard yourself within and without. Let not a single moment pass, lest you fall into darkness. Feel shame only where shame is due. Fear only what is fearful. See evil only in what is evil, lest you mistake the true way and fall into darkness. See what is not. Follow the true way. Rise. Buddha says, for if in your renunciation you are reckless and break your word, if your purpose wavers, you will not find the light. The renunciation, that is the old word for a sannyasin. But there is no need to renounce anything. You have to understand. True renunciation only happens out of understanding. Otherwise, it will always haunt you. You cannot force renunciation. This is the mistake that seekers and sannyasins and monks and nuns has tried to do. Only when you go deeper, only when you go higher, will you renounce, will you drop that is unnecessary. You cannot force it. It has to come out of your own deep understanding. And that understanding only comes when you have come across something that is more beautiful, more valuable than what you are attached to now. Buddha says, for if in your renunciation you are reckless and break your word, if your purpose wavers, you will not find the light. This is very important, because if you first have stood up for the truth, if you first have started the journey, if you are a sannyasin, if you are a seeker, don't break your word. You have done it for something. Remember, nobody said it was easy. Doubt will come, mind will come, fear will come. It's much easier to go back to sleep. But he reminds you, if you are reckless and break your word, if your purpose wavers, you will not find the light. You have to be steady. You have to be dedicated. Otherwise, it's very easy to fall back into the old. the known. The old is the known. It's comfortable. And this is a totally unknown journey that you have to do yourself. Nobody can tell you. You have to explore. And this is the beautiful thing in Buddha's vision. He doesn't even believe in any God. He doesn't talk about any God. You have to meditate. You have to go deep. You have to find out. And when you know, then you know. You become unshakable. So it is an exploring. An explorer has always known to be courageous. An explorer has to leave the known, the old. So either one can become afraid, which most people are, or one can be thrilled. That now we're going to explore something new. And when you go on a journey, you don't need much. And on this journey, you don't need anything except your awareness, your trust, your love. You don't need to pack any suitcase. Just imagine. You have everything you need. But be steady. Do what you have to do resolutely with all your heart. And remember what you have to do. Be steady. Remember what you have started out on. Resolutely with all your heart. Remember, people, ordinary people, they use their will. It's not what Buddha means with resolutely. He says resolutely with all your heart. The mind can never be resolutely because it always gets some new ideas. It is split. That's why he said resolutely with all your heart. Because the heart is one. The heart has only one vision. The mind has many, 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 many ideas. So be centered. Be resolutely with all your heart. The heart will always help you because the heart is innocent and the mind, your head, your ego is always tricky. It will always come up with some ideas, some comparison, some judgments to bring you down, to bring you back so you don't rise. The traveler who hesitates only raises dust on the road. And some travelers, most travelers, they just make dust. They forget where they are going, and they start going in circle. Suddenly they see something on the side of the road. Then they forget. It's okay to raise dust, but keep on moving.
Didn't you have a lighter? Where did you hide it?
Put it here.
That's not easy to find behind there. I heard rumors, you see, about the light, but now it disappeared in the bushes. Do what you have to do, resolutely with all your heart. The traveler who hesitates only raises dust on the road. It is better to do nothing than to do what is wrong. They have this saying, those who sleep, they don't sin. It's better to do nothing than to do what is wrong. But it's very difficult to do nothing. It's very difficult to do nothing without getting restless. Only when you have peace can you do nothing. And to do nothing doesn't mean that you don't do anything, that you don't do any action. But every action you do comes out of your clarity, your peace. Then all your actions will only be beautiful. Because you only do what is needed. If there is no awareness, then you do many things that is not needed. And anything that is unaware is not nice. Everything that is out of awareness is nice. So Buddha says, it's better to do nothing than to do what is wrong. And remember also, Buddha, he have to use the same words as you use, but he doesn't talk about right and wrong, you should do this, you should not do that. He talks about awareness and non-awareness, to be alert or to be sleepy. All actions are out of alertness is good. But out of a confused mind, we do many things that is not necessary. And that's why many times we find ourselves in most incredible situations and you wonder, how did I get into this? Because you were not aware. And as you start studying yourself, as you start learning about the tricks of your mind, and your whole program, you start catching yourself before you go into the situations where you have been before. You start sniffing it before. But that is very difficult if you are not alert. Ordinary people, they end up in the same situation again and again and again and again. Why? Because they haven't really studied themselves. You have to be resolutely to get out of it. You have to pull yourself together to get out of it. Otherwise, no chance. Because the habit is so deep, and you can go on and on and on the whole life. And that's how most human beings are doing it. The whole life, they're going in a circle. Only once in a while people really want to break out. And then they're going to be judged for that, to stand up for yourself. Because the sleepy people, they don't like that you wake up. It's like the sheep. If it's one black sheep and 100 white, and then you runs out, then they all complain, don't disappear over that hill. It's very dangerous there. And then that black sheep say, but I see something beautiful on the other side. Oh, no, no, no. Come back. And then they say, you crazy, I see it. No, 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 no. We have heard rumors like that from the past also. But everybody who went over that hill, they disappeared. and it's better to stay here together. Everything is safe. And then that black sheep can only say, you guys are just crazy. Adios. And then it goes down in the sheep history books. Another mad black sheep disappeared over that dangerous hill. Do what you have to do resolutely with all your hearts. The traveler who hesitates only raises dust on the road. It's better to do nothing than to do what is wrong. For whatever you do to yourself. And this should really sink in also, because whatever you do to yourself. Because we all are connected. Everything is connected. But ordinary human beings, they feel very separated. They are not connected with themselves, they are not connected with each other. That's why they can do incredible, stupid, gruesome things. Fight in the name of religions. Fight in the name of gods. This is what is normal in the world. Fight in the name of my country and your country. Of my color and your color. This is what is normal. Because they think they are very separate. They have nothing to do with the other. But as you go deeper, you see everything is connected. That's why a true meditator, a true seeker, doesn't need any Ten Commandments, because everything is written in your heart, in your soul. Everybody knows what is right and what is wrong. But it can only come from your own understanding. Then it's impossible to do anybody any harm, or to blow yourself up. To kill somebody that doesn't believe in my God. And when I blow myself up, then I go straight to God. This is millions of people live this. This is very normal. And still you think you live in a normal world? What is normal and what is not normal? How amazing that human beings, they look like human beings, they do these things, and is normal. And they are totally convinced that it's the right thing. Because they only have heard in the head, they have never touched the heart. That's why Buddha said, it's better to do nothing than to do what is wrong. Do nothing is much better. Just be innocent. If you don't know, relax. Do nothing. Look at yourself. Slowly, slowly, as you get more and more wise, as you get more and more understanding, then you can start doing things. Then it will be beautiful things that will help instead of harm. For whatever you do to yourself. And when you know the self, you only want to be good. With the self, because the self is good. But it's very difficult to hug everybody, the whole world, individually. Very difficult, because so many people. That's why meditation, you just go in, disappear into the Buddha hugging stage. Let's go to bed together. Let's spend the night together. Da 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 da. Oh oh. Do 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 do. Buddhas also have to change. No, Shakti is enjoying it. Like a border town, well guarded, guard yourself within and without. Let not a single moment pass, lest you fall into darkness. Like a border town, well guarded. And remember, in Buddha's days, it was a lot of thieves and bandits. Like that, guard yourself within and without. And that's how a meditator, a sannyasin, should be, a warrior. You should be on guard. Till you know that there is no enemies. In reality, there is no enemies, but you don't know that yet. And up till that moment, be on guard. And who are the enemies? It's your unawareness. It is your fear, your doubt, your jealousy, your comparison, your judgment, your laziness, your ignorance. This is the bandits. You have to be on guard. You have to be on guard when they come up inside you and you start getting lost in those thoughts, in those feelings, in those emotions. And you have to be on guard. Don't get involved with those kind of people on the outside. If you want to be free of something, you have to find somebody who is free. It's very difficult to stop something if you go in the same circles. Like a border town, well guarded, guard yourself within and without. Let not a single moment pass, then you will fall into darkness. And the whole method of Buddha was awareness. Let not a single moment pass. And that's how meditation should be. Learning more and more to be in the moment. Be aware when your mind is drifting away. Bring it back so you become more and more alert, more and more present. Not polluted with all these thoughts that for ages has been just roaming around inside you. No, you have to put your foot down. Enough is enough. I want to be my own master now. I want to listen to somebody else than my thoughts, than my mind. Feel shame only when where shame is due. Fear only what is fearful. see evil only in what is evil. When you mistake the true way, then you fall into darkness. Feel shame only where shame is due. Fear only what is fearful. See evil only in what is evil. Buddha says, just be spontaneous. Be natural. Don't get lost in all kinds of stories. See things as they are. Don't make up anything else. Don't listen to other people, what they say, all their fears. You find out. See things simply as they are. Trust your own eyes. Don't make up something in your mind, in your dream, in your ghosts. See reality as it is. Be ordinary, be simple, be clear. Then you get strong. But maybe you have to face all this habit that the mind has been free to do what it wants to do. When the human being is clean, then all these feelings happen beautifully as they should. Then fear should come when it is there. Then anger is when it is there. Then sleep is when it is there. Then hunger is when it is there. It comes spontaneous. Everything works beautiful. But you, if you have some idea how it should be, then everything becomes topsy-turvy. Be ordinary, see things as they are. Otherwise, if you mistake the true way, you will fall into darkness. And what is the true way of the Buddha? It is awareness, consciousness, to be alert, to see what you are doing. And you can only see what you are doing if you know yourself. This is the trick. You have to know yourself to see what you are doing, to take full responsibility. See what is, see what is not. Follow the true way, rise. Just see things as they are. Don't disappear. Keep it simple, down to earth. If there is something, look at it. See what is, see what is not, and follow the true way, and rise. And that is the only way to rise. When you have dropped all this that is holding you down, that makes you heavy, more and more you're unburdening yourself. More and more your consciousness becomes more clean, light, then you rise. Otherwise, people can be very heavy. They're dragging a whole mountain of bricks. See what is, see what is not. Follow the true way. Rise. What is really good here in Dharma Mountain in January is that it's so cold, everybody has to go in. That's why I came back from Brazil, because I thought this is the best place in the whole world for silent retreat. And maybe it takes a few days to tune into it. But just accept your fate now. There's nowhere to go. And just enjoy being with yourself. I even saw Jitu. Mudita managed to get Jitu here, no? After a long time, but no, they are not here today. What happened? They had no car. She doesn't have car anymore.
I think she has some problem with it. She also didn't feel well. She's a bit sick.
The car is sick and she is sick. But many people know that, no problem with cars. Anybody else know that? Problem with the car. And problem with the body. Anybody else had that experience? See, these kind of things. That's why sometimes it's good to get new car, new body. When I woke up this morning, my whole system tried to keep me in bed. My body felt so heavy, and my mind said, don't go to Dharma Mountain, don't do the dynamic, go back to sleep. What else can the poor mind say? That's exactly what it's saying. I went down and hoped that the morning meditation would help me feel better. I was wrong. My body is getting heavier and heavier every hour. Is this how the body reacts when I finally stop? With love, Gangi. You have layers and layers and layers, Gangi. So it's no rules in this game. And that's why everybody has to explore for themselves. But it's very good to remember, this is how the mind is in a nutshell. And many people is going through it. Many people have gone through it. And some people have gone totally through it. I will talk to you a little bit about it. When I woke up this morning, my whole system tried to keep me in bed. Yes, because in bed you can be like you always has been. It's very cozy in bed, especially when it's so cold outside. My body felt so heavy and my mind said, don't go to Dharma Mountain. Don't do the dynamic, go back to sleep. This is exactly what the mind wants. It wants to stay asleep. Not only in bed, but asleep. Dull. Don't change me, for God's sake, don't change. Because if you change, if you say, fuck you, mind, I'm going, just try, say anything. No, I'm doing my thing now. Enough. And bed. I will stay in bed. We are going to go to the grave, then we can rest. No, get it going. This is the kind of determination you have to have, because the sleep, this mind is very, very ancient. And it does not like change. And it finds any excuse. I remember when I first came to Osho and I started dynamic, I lived a few kilometers outside the ashram in the beginning. And I used to love going there. 5 o'clock in the morning I woke up, because I had to bicycle a long distance to get to the ashram till 6 o'clock dynamic started. But I was so excited. I turn it totally into something positive. And that's how you have to do it. That no, you're doing this for yourself. Or maybe you get stiff. That's another thing, because the physical body has to go through its things also. It's just like when you start running or dancing or walking up the mountain. You get stiff the first couple of days. Then after a while, then those muscles get used to it. And dynamic many times, your legs, your breathing, you get dizzy, whatever it is. But it's just good for you. So you have to put your mind to it, that know when this is happening, and everybody should remember, because it's very easy to miss. You can sleep in 10 days, you can sleep as much as you want again. But when it's happening, do an effort. This is how you can use the mind in a positive way. First, you have to use your willpower to get out of the old. And you are an innocent woman, so it's not that important in one way. But remember, you can easily sit there with me in satsang, and everything is very nice. Yes, you know that, Gangi?
Yeah.
But you have to do your homework. This is how it is. That's why I have all these meditations and these programs. Because otherwise you can fool yourself. You have to work on yourself. And on the physical body, on the mind, on the emotional body, on the energy body, you have to incorporate all. My vision is a total of everything. And if you want to join that, then it will just be good, because you have body, you have mind, you have emotions. Otherwise, you can just sit there, and just when you're up there, everybody. That's why many people are interested in spiritual things and meditation, enlightenment, because they want to escape. Hoo hoo, hi hi, yeah. No, I want you to be here and still be like an angel. Be free here. That is much more difficult than to go up there somewhere. That's what I call the homework. I went down and hoped that the morning meditation would help me feel better. I was wrong. My body is getting heavier and heavier every hour. Is this how the body reacts when I finally stop? Impossible to say. You have to see for yourself. But if you're not used to moving much physically, of course things will come up there. If people are not used to breathing much, things will come up there. If people are not used to being and sharing with people, things will come up there. If people are not used to being alone, things will come up there. But all this is different sides of yourself, and I would like you to see all the different sides so that you become friends with it. And it's good to push you sometimes, and all this dynamic is fantastic. It works very good, but you have to be positive on it. If you fight anything, if your mind is negative, nothing works. Even sitting here doesn't work. Nothing works. Even being with the Buddha doesn't work. I have seen it myself. People been for years around Osho or Papaji, nothing happened. You have to be into it. You have to understand that you want this. In spite if it's heavy, if it's difficult, because it's only good for you. And this dynamic meditation, Osho said, is very, very necessary for the modern man and woman to do this, because you don't have that at-easeness, that naturalness that we had before. We became very restless inside, very tense. You don't have that much. You are an innocent woman, but still it's very good, the breathing, the shaking. Go a little banana. It will loosening up all these rusty screws that you have, all these ideas. You've always been such a nice, suddenly you just get totally bitchy and scream and shout and jump and cry or laugh. Or the other way. It's just to express whatever you had that you couldn't express before. And the beautiful thing is, if you can let go totally and just allow your madness, you will never go mad. You have to allow it. And then, also, all this meditation, the dynamic, the kundalini, is just really preparation for meditation, for just sitting silently, doing nothing. But if you have any restlessness in the body, or if it's not only restlessness, but if it's a little dull or tired, you have to first energize it. That's the whole thing with this meditation. So do it when it's happening. And I don't think it's getting heavier. Maybe it's getting a little stiff because you're using it in a new way. But what you asked, the last question, is this how the body reacts when I finally stop? In my experience, when they really start stopping and allowing themselves to take care of themselves, then you will get very tired. Sooner or later, you will have to go through a period where you feel very tired. Because everybody has been pushing themselves. Everybody has been going for it. And it's a deep need just to do nothing, just to relax. So remember, there's nothing wrong with that. But that is very individual from person to person. You have to be true to yourself. Maybe it never comes. But for many, many people who has been very busy in their life, or being mothers, taking care of others, when you first allow yourself to relax, then it will be very deep need just to stop. You're going to feel very tired. And that is just the healing process of coming back to yourself. Like the energy is coming back. So just play with it, Gangi. And it's good you ask me these things. You live here all the time, in the valley? Mm-hmm. Is everything good there on the farm?
Very cold.
Very cold, no? Because it's an old house?
No, it's cold outside. It's near the river.
Oh, it's near the river, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very cold by the river.
Yeah, but I go inside.
You go inside. And then you have a good stove? Yeah? Maybe you have to buy one more stove. Because very important to have enough heat. If it's not warm in the house, it's like the body. If the body is not, the heart feels like a piece of rock, not nice to be. If the heart is nice and warm, it feels very nice. And same with the house. The house should be warm, nice. And if not, then count the money, see if you manage. Buy another stove. A very good idea. Mahan told me now today, you have the stove broke, no?
Yes.
And then you have to get stove, sooner the better. Yes. And Mahan bigger than last time, okay?
Yes.
Big one. Baba stove, big stove. I don't want you to be cold. It's important. So now we have, and you'll find out also for Gangi Mahant, when you look at the internet, Findot, yes, yes. Now you're in partner, no? Two stoves. Any more stoves? Chinmay, how is your house? Is it okay?
Very good.
Good? Okay, yeah. Dharma? Not so good, no? Three stoves. Any more?
Alicia, how is yours? It's good? Okay. Just go to Mahanta if you need stove. I'm going to keep you busy, Mahanta, don't worry. I'm back now. Disturb you. But Norway is great because it's such a rich country. You can buy anything. You buy second hand, you get everything. You buy new, it costs 30,000. You buy old, 2,000-3,000. Very good. You get everything, very cheap. People want new things. New things they want, but they don't want to change. Very strange. Very strange. Very strange. They have everything, but they don't want to change. They want to be serious like before. Just like the winter, frozen. What to do? That's why stove is needed. Big stove. We have to get stove here also. Big fireplace. And then I put you in the fire if you don't get it. Put you stove. Finished. Norway is so straight, you can't even burn the friends when you die. It's terrible, this country is like, oh my God. In India, when you died, you left the body, you just burnt them, big celebration. Here, not allowed. Not allowed, dead person, what is the problem? Who can own you? No, they have laws for everything. We had problems with the Bhakta when he left the body. We should burn him down by the fire, by the river. No. Very strange. We should arrange this. We'll be good. Yahoo! And where's Anurati? You're back now. How is life? And work and everything? Oh yeah. Okay. Say no more. Beloveds, well, I wanted to give you this song in March in Brazil because the lyrics were so perfect to all that was happening there. But Mappa's Mac wouldn't accept my iPod, so I gave up and thought maybe the time wasn't right. But every time I hear the song again, I think of you. Sometimes I feel I have a choice in life. Other times existence does it for me. Sometimes I delay things. Other times it is just delayed by itself. What can I do? I try again to give you this song. Forever thankful for your loving sharing. Love, Anurati. There is nothing you can do, Anurati. Just relax into it. And there is a time for everything. Sometimes I feel I have a choice in life. Yes, we have a choice. We have a choice to create the positive out of the negative. We have a choice to go from darkness to light. When the journey is fulfilled, then you realize you have no choice. But then there is nothing to do anyway. Then something else takes care. So it is a mix between both. When you are in that space, then there is choicelessness. But everybody should do the right choices
Where's the CD disc? What is this? You put some chocolate there? Ooh, that's dangerous. Don't you know? It's very good, you know. I'm doing it like an experiment to all you. Clean out the way, it's very good. You will feel. The body will be happy. Because the Buddha says, as you think, so you are. Yeah, and also the body. If you don't take care of the body, then problems. I tell you, most of the problems and all the sicknesses that people have in the whole world, it's just because of the diet, the wrong diet. You can heal yourself totally if you just eat more properly. It's just a little hint. Hint, hint. Ho, ho. Is it a special song? Or is it only one song?
It's two.
Is it one or two? Take one first? Huh? Okay. Beloved Swara, yesterday I wrote down the following. Beloved Swara, for some days now, I had a fear that came over me. Now I'm tired of this and want to live free and happy together with you. I could feel your immediately support in this, being there with me, to support me in this wish and decision. Thank you, Baba, for being here. I love you. Om Shanti, Rashid. Do you have some fear coming up again, Rashid?
Yeah.
We went through that in Brazil now. What was this?
Kind of stupid thing that I did
some months
before.
I did that.
I did this kind of ayahuasca ceremony, some kind of,
there is no shortcuts, and that's why this ayahuasca and all drugs has always been popular. This is just a new fad now, just to make something quick. But when you come down, you're as stupid as ever. There is no shortcuts, it never been. It can be good insights in different things. I tried all these things. And it was good for what it was, but it will never take you there. But I see in Brazil it's very popular now also, because any fool can just take this. And another thing is that it has been with the Indians, and they have a totally different conditioning and past than the white people. So it reminds me of the people when they come to India and they try all these things. But it's a totally different thing when it is in the culture and the way of living. They're very innocent people. But the Westerners, they are not. So it's bound to be a crash. I could feel your immediately support, being there with me to support me in this wish and decision. I always support the right decision. Om Shanti, Rashid. Welcome back from the jungle. Beloved Master, Bauli is always with you, forever. Forever you are in her heart. Please, please, Master, let Bauli be seated at your feet. Just sit, just for a while. Love you. Bauli, appears, these cities are different and good. Nora, she also has to come, Helen. Sit. You just sit down. Wonka tanka circle. This is stronger than any ayahuasca. Whoa, try this. This little. I can take a lot of that stuff
with it. And that's why this fear of death also comes, no? But you innocent man, you don't need to take these things. It gives a shock to the system. You can get everything on fresh air and love. That's what I realized. Then you can't get enough, you can just take big doses. With any kind of drug, the whole nervous system and the whole aura get in unbalance. The whole thing with meditation is you come in more and more back, everything becomes more and more quiet, more and more in balance, and then it gets shaken up. It takes time to settle again. Just let everything settle. That will fix you up. It's more where it comes from. What you said, Bali? You're so quiet today. How is everything with the family and everything?
He is my family.
He is the family now. Then everything is fine with the family. What are you doing? You working now?
I'm studying.
Yeah?
Just.
Well, you can.
Just for bullshit.
Just for bullshit's sake.
Bullshit's sake. Yeah, it's just.
Some bullshit. No. Some bullshit we have to do, no?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, who cares?
Yeah.
Because it's just bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, I know. You are best here, Bali.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yes.
And many people, that they are best here, but they have to go and do many bullshit things. Out in the world and work and make bullshit and all this. And it's very hard. Yes, Bali. Because it's all bullshit.
Can I ask you? I have a son which starts with drugs.
I don't think. You just have to tell him the truth, but don't, it's not your responsibility. Every human being is a free human being. And many people have to go through different things. You just have to tell the truth as it is. This is not the way, my son. Show him the love.
but also say you can't do anything. How old is he? How old is he?
He is 19.
Yes. So is it impossible? And it's very natural, no? In the teenager, they want to break out. They want to experiment. Just the only thing you can do is hope he comes back. What to do? Don't feel anything, guilt or anything. You have done your best. You cannot do. No problem. Even Rashid had to tell no good. No. Suddenly your son is there also, no? Then he wants the real stuff. After they have tried all the false things, then maybe if they are very intelligent and lucky people, then they want the real thing. Ah, then. Never any hangover, never going down, just going up. You can tell him that you know a very good drug dealer. Best. But maybe he has to stay here a little bit before it starts working. First he has to purify himself a little bit, no? Because the drugs makes your mind confused. But it's okay.
He will purify himself in the military, in the army.
He will go in the army? Oh, that's very good.
In the
army. Mm-hmm. Army and prison is a good. It can be very good. It's the only way to get out of the drug habit. Very good. I don't know what is worse, the army or the jail. They wanted me in the army also. I had to escape. Luckily, I had a good place to escape. I already had met my master. I escaped straight back there. Safe. You can teach these killing, all these things to other people. I'm not interested anymore. No way. No, it's very important. Da, 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 da. No way. I have other things to do. Adios. Then they're very angry. Where is this man? They even harassed my family. Where is this man? He should be in the army learning to kill. No, not possible. I know too much already. But for drug people, it's very good. Discipline. They need discipline, then army is very good. Left turn.
You will come a little bit closer to a Norwegian-Russian border, because he feels him Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He feels in his heart more Russian.
His heart, yes. His father was Russian.
And where will the place be? Where?
It will be in Tromsø. Panzer Battalion.
Tromsø Battalion.
Panzer.
Panzer. I didn't know that they had a little country like Norway, you know. If Russia wants to take it, just just one afternoon, it's gone. What's the problem? It's useless. Yes, you learn better things than that. What can you do if it's war, Russia take it? No, like that. And Norway, very important country for Russia. They have the whole North Sea. So most probably if they're into doing this big word, then they take us like that. Always have your suitcase ready. Then it doesn't help. If the Russians are coming, standing with one gun, pom pom. No, no, no. Kaboof. Finished. They're too strong. The best thing is then, cello, let's go. Quick. Last plane out. Still they are fighting, no? Amazing. After thousands of years with war, they haven't learned anything. Stupid as ever. What to do? Let's hope for the best. At least we are here. Very peaceful, very good place to be. I hope everybody goes beyond the drug states and into the peace. Aum Shanti.